Hello. So, it's actually pretty long since I last recorded something. We have been home for a little bit now, and yeah. So, let's see, last we walked in the rain all day and we were camping overnight, and it was freezing cold and wet and just not much fun at all. And so we'd stopped early. I don't remember really what I said last time, so I might be repeating stuff that you guys just listened to in the last recording. And if so, I'm sorry, but I don't remember, and I'm not going to go back and listen to it right now. But we had stopped early the day yesterday, the day before, which would be yesterday in this. But anyways, we'd stopped early. That was the third time that we ate inside of our tent on this trip. First time was really windy when we had lentils and it was literally blowing the lentils off of our spoon. The second time was in the snow, and the third time was the last night out that we had. And so it was, because it's so wet, and we just like put the stove outside with the water in it and boiled it and then made our food in our tent and stuff, which totally not supposed to do because the bears come by. But it was raining and we weren't getting outside, and it was cold and I wasn't getting outside because it was wet, and I had changed into my dry clothes by that time and gotten into my sleeping bag and was all toasty. It's amazing how good a warm meal feels when you are cold and wet and not having very much fun. So, I don't know. The problem is, like, my feet get wet. That was the major problem. If my feet wouldn't get wet, I could deal a lot more, a lot better with the wet if my feet stay dry. But instead, it's just like puddles. And I realized the next day, as I'm walking, like, my feet stay a lot warmer if I'm standing in one spot than if I'm walking, because I'm squishing every time I walk and this puddle of water comes up and gets my feet, and the puddle is freezing cold because it's cold outside and it's just not very much fun at all. Like, my gloves were soaking wet every time we stopped. I'd just wring them out and tons of water would come out. But they kept I mean, once I got walking, at first they were really cold when you start walking, but then you get warmed up and then my hands stay pretty toasty in the gloves. But my feet, I could not keep them warm. And so, anyways, we camped at this place kind of near a stream so we get some water. And we were like in some trees, but whatever. They were like good trees, trees that are supposed to stand up, trees that aren't supposed to fall down on you. Because we try and make sure not to camp with trees that are gonna fall on us. And we're laying there, and all of a sudden there's this huge crashing noise. I was like, what the heck was that? And it was a tree falling over. Woohoo! Really close to our tent. Even awesomer. We woke up the next morning and it was pretty way too close for comfort. There was no chance it was going to hit our tent, but it was like 20 feet away, which is way too close for a tree to be falling. And I didn't get much sleep that night because I kept hearing trees falling all over the place. They weren't quite as close. They were pretty close though, but they were like up the trail a little bit or something, up by the trail, which was a little farther away, which is better, but that one that fell like really close to us. And then I'm like looking at all the trees that were right next to, like, are any of these trees gonna fall down on us? And I don't know, it just was not very much fun. It rained all night and it was just, I don't know, it was kind of stressful for me. And so the next day I got up. Well, that night while we were sleeping, I was just thinking, because I couldn't sleep, about how Washington wasn't really that much fun so far, and how I don't think Washington wanted us to hike through right now, because first we got sick at my cousin's, then sick at Trail Lake, then the sketchiest trail, 2 miles of trail ever, like so sketchy that I was ready to call it quits and say no more, I'm not going on anymore, because I don't want to hike through anything like this ever again. And there's no way that I will ever hike that 2 mile section again. Like, even if you gave me $80,000,000, like, I don't know, some incredibly huge amount of money, I would not do it. That's how sketchy it was to me. And that's the only time on this whole thing, 2,400 miles, that I thought was sketchy, and I will not do it. Yeah, I was ready to call it quits when we got the White Pass because it was so sketchy. The only reason why we didn't is because the guidebook said that the next section was relatively flat and pretty easy, so I thought, okay, well, it's probably not going to be sketchy then. And so then after that, it starts raining on us all day, which is not fun at all. And then trees start falling near our tent, which is not really cool. I mean, you see trees down all over the place, but you don't usually hear them. If you do, they're like way off in the distance. We've heard some way off in the distance, but nothing so close to us. So I wasn't too excited about that. Excuse me, my throat's all being weird. But so we got on the next day. It took forever to pack up, but we got packed up and started moving again. Oh, excuse me, we were going and going, and we kept seeing all these, like, day hikers and stuff out, which is kind of weird. Like, when we got close to the road, there was, like, a ton of day hikers out, which is weird because you can't see anything, and it is raining on you. And the whole time, every time we pass somebody going the other way, I'm just like, what are these people thinking? It's freaking raining, it is cold, you can't see anything because it is foggy. Why are you out here? Like, I totally don't want to be out here. Why are you guys choosing to come out here? Like, yeah, I'm sure you chose to, like, come hiking today, but it's crappy weather. Go home. Because that's what I would do. Actually, then I thought about it, and if I wasn't, like, out on this hike, I might actually just go hike around a little bit, even if it was raining, because I probably have someplace warm and dry that I can go home to or back to, like a hotel or something, or my house. So, and I can get warm food, and I can take a shower, and it's totally not a big deal. But just since we only have a tent, it is kind of a big deal to go hiking around in the rain. So, we were like cruising on to the road so that we could try and get a ride and try and get to Seattle. And we were... It kept, like, kind of clearing up. There was a couple times where the sun broke through for a second. And I was like, well, maybe it's going to clear up. And Raymond just kind of laughed at me, like, you're right, it's not going to clear up. So we got to the trailhead parking lot. And we were trying to find a ride. And, like, nobody's giving us a ride. And these people came up and they wanted to know where we wanted to go. And I was like, any place that is warm and dry, and they just laughed at me. But I said Seattle, but they weren't going that far, but they would take us to a town closer. So we took a ride with them, and they were super, super nice. Super, super nice, just like everybody on the trail was super nice. And yeah, they dropped us off, and they were really concerned that they were in a payphone where they dropped us off, and we were going to call Raymond's parents, and how are we going to get a hold of them without the phone and fall? And we're just like, dude, it's fine, we're going to figure it out, it's okay. I thought I had broken my cell phone at White Pass because there's cell phone towers, like we could see them, and yet my cell phone wasn't getting any reception, so I thought I broke the antenna because the casing was all weird and stuff, and it got dropped and everything. And so we thought that it was broken. Well, I just get out my phone for whatever reason when we get dropped off in this town, and I have 4 bars. So obviously my phone wasn't broken, which is awesome. So we called Raymond's parents, and they came and picked us up. And, yeah, we were soaking wet. Like, my feet were so... I don't like walking in the rain because my feet are so wet, and then they just get, like, waterlogged. Like, 6 hours of in wet shoes is not fun. And yeah, and when you're out there, you pretty much can't find any dry spots except for that amazing spot that we found to have lunch the day before. That was amazing, and I have no idea how it stayed dry there, but it did, and it was awesome. But other than that, there's, like, no dry spots, so it's not... You can't really get dry at all unless you put up the tent. So, Rain's parents picked us up and took us up to Matt's. We picked up the keys, came back to our place, got in, and it was so nice to be in our own place and sleep in the bed. Although our bed's not very comfortable, it's kind of sad. I think sleeping on the ground on my sleeping pad in the tent is a lot more comfortable than this bed. I don't know if it's because we lost a lot of weight, and so I can feel the springs more or what, but there's a lot of springs that aren't very comfortable, so I think we need a new bed, but, or a new mattress. But it was super nice, and then I was just like, whatever, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. This is it. You know, I got back to my house. Washington obviously doesn't want us walking through, because it's just been one thing after another in Washington, and we should probably just call it good, and blah, 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 blah. So that's what we decided. Like, okay, cool. Like, we're just going to stop here. It's not a big deal. No problem. Like, we got this far. We only have, you know, like 200 miles left. That's totally fine. We can do that another time. Next year. We were planning on doing it next year. I don't know if we'll be able to do all of it next year. Depends on, like, vacation and stuff, because we're getting married, and so I want some vacation time to take a honeymoon. But, and not hiking honeymoon, because it's going to be a little too late and probably rainy again. But, if we can do it next year, if not, some next year and some the following year. But, so I was totally cool about that. I called all my friends and stuff, told them we were back and everything. I surprised Rachel at work, which is awesome. I surprised Laura at work, which is awesome. I surprised Brandon Green at work also, which is awesome. I was super excited because I've been thinking about surprising them at work all the time while I was hiking. So it was pretty good, and it worked out really well. And everybody was surprised, which is good, because I was supposed to be back already. And, I don't know, then we were sitting here, we had dinner with Patricia on Monday, we got back on Sunday, we had dinner with Patricia on Monday, and then we came home, and we were, like, watching TV and stuff, because we just wanted to veg out, because we've been walking forever, you know? And I just got, like, I turned to Raymond and I said, I think we had to go back out. And he was just like, no, it's going to be rainy. And I'm like, but it's supposed to be sunny in the weekend. Like, the forecast was kind of rainy, like, Wednesday. Thursday was supposed to be a little overcast, but okay. Like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday was supposed to be sunny and clear. And so I thought, well, we can at least get to the next stop, and then we only have one more section that we have to do next year instead of two sections. There is another section in between, but I'm not doing that until they fix it. There's supposed to be bridges. There's apparently a very dangerous stream crossing in that section. And so there's actually this crazy detour around it, which apparently is supposed to be sketchy also, and I'm not doing it. Not after that Goat Rocks climb. I'm just not doing it until they put a bridge over that dangerous stream crossing. There was one before, and in 2003, it got washed out, and for some reason, 5 years later, they still have not fixed it. And so, I'm just not doing it until they do fix it. And then I will go back and do that section, because I'm not putting my life at danger like that, because it's just not worth it to me. And so we only really have two sections to do. And I thought we could at least get to the next, through this one section, and then we would be fine. Then we'd only have that last section to go, which actually, if we would have gotten through this, I might have just gone and did that last section, even though it would have been raining the whole time, and it would have been awful. I would have hated it, but it would only been 90 miles, and 90 miles is a lot easier. I don't know, we were in shape and everything, and I was just like, yeah, we gotta go, we gotta do this, we can do it. It would be great. And Raymond just kept saying, no, no, the weather, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but the weather's going to be cold, nice. We can get at least to the next section. You know, even if we don't get the last section, that's fine. Or we can come back and try and do the last section if the weather clears up or whatever. And I don't know, he was just really against it. And I was getting really annoyed because I was just like, dude, we're so close. We need to do it. I just felt like we're giving up for no reason, for no good reason. If there was a good reason to give up, like we were hurt, or it was raining the whole, like, for 2 weeks straight or something, like, yeah, okay. But it wasn't. It was supposed to be gorgeous and beautiful, and it was gorgeous and beautiful last weekend. But, I don't know. But then finally, Raymond was like, well, we can go if you want to. And I'm like, well, no, you don't want to, so whatever. And his thing was, he's really glad to be home. And he just said it was so nice to be home. And the way he said it was just like he really doesn't want to go back out. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. At least now you're being honest with why you don't want to go back out. And yeah, I don't know. It was just something clicked. I was like, okay, that's okay. It was still hard because it was so nice. And sometimes I think, man, we only had so much more to go. But it's okay. We got through it. And yeah, we have everything unpacked, we're applying for jobs, trying to get back to, like, normal, I guess, and, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it hasn't been that hard for me to adjust to getting back to the city, although I would like to find a job sometime soon, if possible. I've been applying to places and stuff, but, I don't know, it's been nice, though, walking around downtown, seeing everybody again, doing things with people again. It's just, it's different and it's nice. I was reading some trail journals yesterday, just seeing where people are at and stuff, and I found a couple of people who stopped at the same time that we did, although they were ahead of us because of the rain, and I found some people that were behind us that stopped at the same spot we did because of the rain. So we're not the only ones that kind of chickened out and said we don't want to walk through this rain. So I don't know, that made me feel a little bit better. And yeah, but I don't know, it was interesting. It was a really good trip. I definitely, if I, you know, had to do it all over again, would I still do it? Yes, definitely, 100%. It was so amazing. It was so amazing. I mean, there was a ton of times that I wanted to stop and come home. And I think that's part of the problem, because there was a lot of times I wanted to stop, or I said, yeah, whatever, we'll just get as far as we can get. And Raymond was always the one that was like, no, we're going, you know, no matter what, we're going to make it. We have to have snowshoes and stuff. We'll go through Washington, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, he was all, nope, we're not doing it anymore. I think that's why I was a little confused. But, like in the Mojave, day before we got to Mojave, I was done. I was ready to come home. I was just, that was it. No more. I'm not doing it. And, you know, we just kept going. Got to the Sierras, which was awesome. Sierras and exhausting. And then Northern California with all the fires. I had to go around. And really, once we hit the Oregon border, it was really hard for me. Oregon was really rough. I mean, it was really easy hiking, but it was really tough because I hit the Oregon border and it felt like I was done. That's it, time to go home. But it wasn't, obviously, because we still had two more stays, but just for whatever reason, it was, I had a hard time getting that mentally out of my head, like, we're not done, we have to keep going, just because it felt so much like we were done. But Oregon was nice. There's spots we had to go back around Sisters. I want to go back there because it was, looked like it'd be gorgeous, but we couldn't see anything because of the snow. And you know, we had to we had to go back and do this last section that we did again because you couldn't see Mount Rainier. It's supposed to be gorgeous. And yeah, I mean, the trail was pretty easy, so it's not like it'll be that hard. But I don't know, it's been amazing. We met so many amazing people. I keep saying it. And maybe because it's just hard to believe how many absolutely amazing people that we met on the trail. I mean, it restores your faith in humanity. It really, really does. It just, the people that are just so caring and thoughtful and helping out people, and they don't even, I mean, they're not like rich people, but they would give you, you know, anything, the shirt off their backs if you needed it, and not think twice about it and not care about it. And it doesn't really matter. They're just there to help you out. And people that give you rides and are super nice, and, you know, people that give you free food, people that you stay with them, and people, it's just, you know, the other people you're hiking with, it's just, it's been really amazing. That was the most amazing part of the trip, and that alone is the reason why I would definitely do it over again. I'm not hiking through the desert again, but other than that, I would definitely do it over again, because the people are amazing. Sometimes it's hard to believe just how many awesome people we met along the way, because there's just so many. And so many people helped us out with so many things, and I just can't imagine doing this without them. Although I didn't expect them to be, I didn't expect so much help along the way, and I didn't expect so many people to be so awesome. There's a lot of talk on the groups about through hikers who seem to expect people to do things for them and stuff, and I thought, well, that's kind of crazy. Like, I was reading it before we went, and I was just like, whatever, like, you know, there was a couple of trail angels I knew of, and so I thought, you know, well, yeah, you know, we'll stay with them, and it'll be cool, and they'll be nice people. But I did not expect, I mean, that's only a couple of people I expected to, you know, help us out a little bit, but not really, you know, I don't know how people expect this to happen, because I was blown away. I was seriously blown away by how many awesome people we met and how generous people were to us. And it was just unbelievable. It really was unbelievable. And I don't know, I think everybody that helped us out at all, from the people who put out things in the desert, especially trail magic, that was amazing. Especially the people who put out the ice water before, oh no, I can't remember what lake it was, but walking on the highway, the people put out freaking ice water in the desert are my heroes. But, because that was like the best thing ever. But, and everybody else who put things out for us, water, people who stocked the water caches, people who let us stay at their houses, people who gave us rides into town, people who sent us food, like my, you know, our family and friends who sent us food along the way, and just everybody who did anything to help us out. My friend Matt is the best thing ever. He was a resupply person, and I can't thank him enough for that. I can't tell you how many times that we've talked to other hikers, and pretty much everybody has an awful story about their resupply person, and how they sent their box to the wrong place, or they didn't send it because they forgot, or they sent it, you know, too late, so they wasn't there, and they had to stay for a couple of days or something. And I don't have any of those stories, because I chose somebody that I trust, you know, tons. My friend Matt, I trust him a ton, and I trusted him a ton to actually, you know, get the things out and on time, and, you know, trusted that things would be there. And I even, you know, called him up and had things rearranged all over the place, like, don't send this, but send this part of this, and don't send that, and do this, and that, and the other thing. And he was all over it, and yeah, I can't thank him enough, because we always had our food box that he sent us there. The only problems we had with the mail were something for my grandfather that I tried to forward, and that was a big disaster. And two boxes that we were sending to ourselves, our bounce boxes, they disappeared, never to be seen from again. No, that's not true. They might, I'm hoping at some point they get returned to Matt, because I have no idea where they are. They weren't at the post offices that they were supposed to be at, so I don't know where they are. And I hope they do get returned, because they have a lot of good stuff in them, but I don't know. But it was amazing. The people were amazing. Everything was amazing. The scenery was amazing. I go back and look at the pictures that we took, and it's just, I don't know, it seems so far, so long ago, we're down the desert in the Sierras or whatever, but the pictures are gorgeous. Like, I look at them, and I'm just like, yeah, I do remember walking through there. That was, it was awesome. It's, I don't know, something that will stay with us, you know, a long time, I'm sure. And I can't wait to finish it off. I can't wait to get to the monument in Canada next year, hopefully. But if it takes us 2 years, it takes 2 years. But I don't know. It was amazing. It was an amazing adventure. I do wish we could have, you know, cut out some time somewhere. If we wouldn't have gotten sick, and we wouldn't have done this, and no one did that, then we probably could have made it. But, you know, that's what happens. You can't plan things. No matter how hard I tried to plan, make sure, okay, we're doing it, we're doing this, but this time, it just doesn't happen. And that's the thing, you just have to accept that it's not going to happen yet. You might have to spend an extra day here, you might have to do this or that, the other thing, or go out and around the fires, or, you know, I don't know, it's just impossible to plan this, even when you're out there. It's impossible to plan sitting at home how long it's going to take, and even when you're out there, it's impossible. Like, you could plan from one town stop to the next town stop, basically, and beyond that, it's hopefully we get to hear it this time. And yeah, and it's really hard to know what the terrain's gonna be like for the next section and how many miles you'll be able to do a day and everything like that. So I don't know. It was amazing though. We saw a lot of amazing things. Met a lot of amazing people and just had an amazing time. It was. And no, I didn't want to kill Raymond like at any point along it. So sometimes I got cranky, but that just happens because I sometimes didn't sleep very well. But it wasn't a big deal. And yeah, so we're still fine. We're still together. So I know a lot of people were worried about that. Especially when we left there. All our friends, a lot of people were like, I don't know how you could do that. Put up with them for 6 months. It's like 5 months of walking together. But yeah, it's no problem. So that was a lot. It was a lot of fun. But I don't know, day hikes from now on or shorter hikes from now on, I think. I don't think I'd want to do as long of a hike again just because I get kind of stressed out because you have to do mileages and stuff, and I'd rather do shorter ones where you don't have to worry so much and you can just take your time and, you know, stop at this lake for the rest of the day if you want to and whatnot. But I don't know, I'm rambling on because I don't know why. It's really late and I should be going to bed, but I can't sleep, and it's just, I don't know, it's been an awesome journey. And yeah, I would definitely recommend it to anybody else who has the inkling to do it, any kind of desire at all. I would definitely recommend it. Maybe section hike it, and then you don't have to do the desert when it's hot, and you don't have to do Sierras when there's snow, and you don't have to do Washington when it's raining. And you know, you can do it at the peak times when it's actually nice. And yeah, so hopefully next year, the year after, we'll finish this, and then maybe we'll start section hiking the Continental Divide Trail, because I think that'd be really awesome. But let's see, I have to check into that more. It seems like more like it's not like a trail, and it might be a little sketchy, so I'll have to look into that. But yeah, it's been an amazing adventure. So thank you everybody for listening to this, if you did, and all your support and thoughts and prayers while we were out here, because I don't know, it was just really nice. Yeah, but I am glad that we're home. So, with that, I will finish this, and I guess we'll start again next year whenever when we go back out to finish it. So, till then.